Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cat. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. To all of our listeners, you're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, and it is Find It Out Friday with Miss Tiffany, with an I see it, I change it, and I complete it. And we're going to be speaking about these energies that's moving out here, whether you know it or not. We're all energies. And you know, no matter what may have happened yesterday, a new day of fresh possibilities has dawned. You are not the same person today as you were yesterday. And in order to get that, you have to stay in tune with yourself, stay balanced, get everything going, keep you in line. You change moment to moment. Learn how to ride those waves and survive out there. We want to put prayers out there to Florida and Puerto Rico still. And we have to say yay, yay for the celebration of the K-Rail, the Crenshaw line, that was kickoff today. I know it was a great festivity down there with food and entertainment and all of that stuff. I was not able to make it, but I'll get pictures about it. And, of course, we want to say happy birthday to the Libras. Okay, it's your month. Those balancers, Libras, are the only persons that can really balance me out. I work with them. All they need to say is now, Linda. And I'll just chill right out. You know, greatness, what matters most, truly great, do not seek greatness for themselves. They seek to enable others to realize greatness. It is the responsibility of seniors to protect and work for the welfare of their juniors. Stating that to say we have to take care of our babies out here, they're seeking, they're wondering, and they're waiting on answers from us. And there's a lot of things going out there. We're going to be putting out a call. I'm looking for mentors, mentors, mentors. We want you to use about 4 hours once a month to answer these babies' questions, okay? We're going to fix it up for them. We'll be having breakfast, warm-up, questions for you. And all we want you to do is donate your wisdom. 4 hours out of a month on a Saturday is It's not a bad thing to make sure that our young adults are doing what they have to do. So it's Find It Out Friday. Give you something to think about. And this is what I found out. You have to be this way in order to receive it. Here. They are flowing, you know. We are not experts over here, but we like to sort of like study, and we want you to study with us. You know, it's an Aries moon out there, and it is a full moon. And when those things are happening out there, it's time now for you to cleanse your spirit so that you can move forward, okay? Those planets and stars are just not out there floating around. They're just not shining on you. Everything means everything, and we are in the cosmos, and we are energy. So, you know, why this moon is in Aries, and when Tiffany with an eye come on, she'll give you more information about it. You're thinking about all the ways that you have been neglecting yourself and pushing back things that needed to be done. It's time to cleanse. Time for you to establish a relationship with you. You know, topics are coming up. Those planets out there, Mercury and Pluto, they're going direct. So we're going to bring Miss Tiffany with an eye in and see how she's doing and see if she has some more information for us regarding everything moving out there. It's energy, energy, energy. Emotion, emotions, emotions. Tiffany with an eye, welcome in. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am wonderful. You know how we do it over here. We appreciate you coming on. We're busy, 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 but you come on and you care and share and help us educate each other. We just love you to death. So what did you find out? I was just mentioning to them about the Aries moon for the spiritual cleanse and what this is all about. And we're not experts, as I said, but we need to all study together so we can know what's happening up around us. Wouldn't you suggest that?
I sure would, and I'm in agreement with that. Yes, we are not experts, but we do try and keep up with what's going on energetically in the universe, as these are interesting waters, and the times are changing, and people are literally standing up for themselves, literally standing up for themselves. So I say that because there are people in other countries that are, you know, not liking what's going on politically, and they're handling the people's business. So I think at this point in time, these energies are really, really good, and they're focusing on, you know, the things that we need to take care of and giving us extra pushes and assistance in what needs to be done. So, and it's just a time where it's kind of chaotic. It's kind of cloudy right now. So if you don't know necessarily what to do, then just rely on your intuition, especially, you know, 5 to 7 days, about a week. We have a period of about a week where things are going to look like one thing, but they're really not. So it is just for us to really tune into our gut, our intuition, our instinct, whatever you may term it, but listen to it. Listen to that to get your guidance to make decisions. Because, you know, it isn't what it seems. And I've just encountered that over the past couple days. And, but, you know, for me, it is what it is. If you tell me one thing, it should be that thing that you tell me. If it's not, then I'm, you know, questioning your integrity because you're telling me something totally different than what you originally told me. So, so I had to use my intuition the past couple days, and it has worked in my benefit. People still wanting to manipulate in the old energy can't be done anymore. We are definitely in a new energy. What used to be done or could have been done 30, 20 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, cannot be done anymore. So, you know, when you're looking to, you know, force your hand, manipulate something, those things don't work. People, you know, want you to come to the front and integrity with the truth. Nobody wants to be in a state of illusion. But people are still trying it. They're still trying it. So my intuition suggested that I come with the truth, which I normally do, tell them how I felt about the situation because they told me one thing and then I find out something else, which put me in a position that, you know, wasn't so favorable. So now I no longer deal with them because I don't have time for that. And, you know, that was my intuition. And I'm sure you have had some situations yourself, Linda, that you've had to deal with.
I deal with it all the time because I believe in that transparency and that honesty. So because I'm upfront and how outspoken most people say, you know, when you're telling them the truth, I have been like settling back, going at it a different way, but still has to be done. You never stop being who you are. You just find different ways of doing it. You kind of like pull back. I'm never, what do you call, jumping off being that hot dog. You know, if I'm going to be the hot dog, I'm going to have the chili and onions on it too. If I have to come off as the hot dog. But yes, you're right. I agree with you. And because it's so much energy out there. Emotions are going. Persons, that's why we do what we do. You know, again, we're not experts. I tell everyone to get your birth chart made. That has a lot to do with what's happening with you. But you have to get it done from an individual that's skilled and that can train you. Yeah, I'm looking for that teacher that can sit me down and show me line by line so that I will know as much about me as I can. You know, I know that we look in and we love to look at the horoscopes and like to read and different ideas that people are telling us about. And it's up to you who decide if they know what they're talking about. Well, you'll never know that unless you know what you're talking about, unless you study. We must study everything. Like, you know, I was reading something that said expand your list of contacts. I like doing that. And your social skills are fluid. Yes, they are. But what I do when I'm utilizing those social skills, I'm very careful and very observant because you must have integrity. You must have principles. Otherwise, I'm not going to deal with you, okay? And I'm not one to just walk away and disappear. I will tell you about yourself. I'm educating you about you, giving you some information about me. It's up to you how you take it or how you feel about it. But you have to be transparent, and the transparency starts with yourself. You must be true to yourself. I know when Stephanie talk about moving forward. We spoke about that on Tuesday, you know, what it takes to do. Here we bring all kind of stuff, but she usually gives us breakdown on that mental, spiritual, and soulful healing, okay, because that's what she's about. We wanted to talk about the energies out here because everybody's head is spinning around, okay, because we're studying a little bit. We have to know, okay, sit back, pull back, and use your intuition. Listen to your gut, if that's a good way to put it. When I tell the youth about intuition, you know, they kind of looking a little crazy. I just say, listen to your gut. And they get it. You know, that's a new breed out here. That's a new beginning. You have to go deal with them a different kind of way. I love it because they're seeking. They do it differently. They will get the job done. They just do it in a different way. Like you say, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, it doesn't work like that anymore. So I'm just like, how can I say? We wanted to talk about this energy flowing this evening because we're finding out a lot of things. And I think last week there's a lot of retrogrades happening out there. There's a lot of stuff happening at one time. It is a lot of stuff. So we talk about Saturn. Saturn has 83 moons, okay? For mm-hmm. whatever good that's going to do if you don't really, if you're not into it, but it's good to study and learn about it. So talk about Saturn. You have some information on Saturn. Saturn is that straighten it out one.
Yeah, Saturn is the planet of lessons. So, you know, if you haven't learned the lesson, when Saturn comes, it just kind of focuses on lessons that you haven't learned. So sometimes you might have to go around the mountain again to learn the lesson. I think it's in Aries, or I'm not sure what sign it's in, but Saturn teaches you lessons. So if in different positions, like if it's stationary, I believe, it can be stationary for like 30, 35 years, and you're, you know, wondering why you keep, you know, going around and around if you haven't learned a lesson. But Saturn is very much about teaching lessons. But we do have some eclipses coming up, which are going to add to the energetic field here. So when you have a lunar eclipse, you also have a solar eclipse. They come in pairs. So when one comes, guaranteed the other one's going to come right around the corner. And eclipses are very strong because the energy is so intense. It really does bring about a lot of changes. So with all the planets in retrograde and the new moons and the full moons, we have eclipses coming. We just went through had the equinox. So just an equinox or the eclipses by themselves are huge in terms of how much energy they bring. So mm-hmm. we're just energetically, we are really going through it. So if you feel emotional, you feel like things may seem one way, but they change. It's just, that's just the energy that we're in. You know, Neptune is the planet of illusion. So you
okay.
might think something is one way, and but it really actually isn't. It's like the planet of fantasy, if you will. So
mm-hmm.
we have a lot going on. That's all I can say. And the only guidance that I can suggest right now is to listen to your intuition and listen to it wholeheartedly, your instinct, gut, intuition, whatever you want to call it, guidance, because it will definitely direct you in the right place. Because it did me. I literally was like, well, this doesn't really sound right. And
mm-hmm.
Had to go back to the people who originally told me something, only to find out that it wasn't true. And had tried to manipulate the situation, and I was like, yeah, it didn't seem right, doesn't feel right. It probably isn't right. You know, they say if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Definitely.
It was one of those situations.
Definitely.
And we all have to be mindful of that. But there's a lot, like I said, in different countries, you know, people are really, really waking up to the fact that, you know, they have the power to elect. They have the power to change their situation. You know, in Haiti right now, they're going through it. So that's and the discovery of the people's power and their voice and what they want to bring and the change they want to bring. So if other people in other countries can do it, I'm sure we can bring about change here in the United States with our voices, as, you know, the elections are coming up. So I just want to encourage people that it can happen, but we have to stand up for ourselves and we have to take, you know, the stance that our voices are, they're powerful, and they really are. They really, really are. So,
and you vote. Yeah, you must vote. And next week we'll have persons coming on to sort of like give us some insight on the confusing initiatives that are out there. And by then everyone will have their, you know, their ballots in their hand and you know, get some information. I like to bring that up. But it is very, very important that we vote, and your vote does matter. And I say to anyone, if you think it doesn't matter, why do you think they work so hard to keep you from voting? So really, really think about it. And the power is with the people. And when the people understand that you have voted these persons in for these offices, when they don't do what they're supposed to do, get them out of there, okay? And when you're voting, make sure that the persons that you're voting for can have a conversation with you. You know, you just don't go in there and check a box because you see it on TV or you hear advertisement on it, or you don't do that. Do your homework. Your vote does matter. Those numbers count. I know it's kind of it's depressing and it's sad, you know, because when it gets close, you know, you're hearing sneers, you're hearing lies. Everybody's going after everybody. It's really kind of sickening, okay, that persons have to dig and stoop. You know, we have both been on those ballots, so we know how it goes. Sometimes I like to pull back and get on the back side, okay, because you already know what's happening on the front side. And if it gets too crazy, we'll get back out there again, if need be. But it's confusing. It's ugly, all of that. But us, as the people, we have to realize that your voice is your vote. And your vote does matter. And I'm going to sort of like take us down. We found out a lot. You know, we don't want to just top everybody's weekend. They're getting out there. We'll be back on Mindful Monday to give you some things to be mindful for. And I have some community things that I have to do. So Tiffany, with an eye, I love to say, I see it, I'm aware of it. I strategize, I change it, and I complete it. That is how I see you. That is why we appreciate you. And I'm sure the listeners, you know, we have listeners in Canada, we have listeners in the UK, we have listeners in Japan, Korea. So I have to come on and say good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening from, because I don't want to leave out anyone. And, of course, the sponsor CUC, which is a nonprofit organization that has the skilled advisors and the consultants to help your needs out there. They're moving out there in education and workshops and training and youth mindfulness and youth awareness to have the babies get to their successful steps and do what they have to do. So CUC, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. So give us a word that we can carry over the weekend. I know you're going to tell us how to take care of ourselves. So just give it to us and we're going to call it an evening.
You know I'm always going to do that. I'm always going to say take care of yourself because I have just been doing a lot of self-care myself. You know, it all goes back to yourself. When you love yourself, then everyone else loves you, right? You can't receive what you don't give. So I'm a big, huge fan advocate of that. And that's what I will say because that's what I'm hearing, that, you know, in this season of all these retrogrades, it's going back to you, self, understanding yourself, you know, learning the lessons, you know, so that we can all be one within humanity. It's just we have to go through whatever we have to go through, but it's all good. Change is good, and we need to do it for the sake of all of humanity. So if we learn our lessons and get better, then we can be of service and of help to others.
And you know what my motto is, when you light that candle for another, your path becomes brighter and broader. So we're going to continue to light these candles out here. And to my youth and anyone else that's listening, when someone tells you no, you just show them why they should have said yes. Keep it up. Keep it moving out there. And in order to do that, you have to have a fearless soul. So have a great day, Tiffany with an eye. And listeners, you guys be careful out there. Be safe. Be kind. Be strong. And please stay woke. We love you, Tiffany. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
why did you say it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on the master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life.
Yeah.